Have you ever asked for directions in Bali? If you've asked a Balinese person, it's likely you didn't get the standard, take your first left, then your second right, as an answer. Instead, you probably got a, continue north, then after the market and Pura Dalam temple, take a turn east. Now you're likely to raise an eyebrow at such an answer, wondering whether you should get the compass on your phone out to work out where to go. Well, despite being told cardinal directions, your standard compass still won't be enough. You need to have the Balinese inner compass, one that is imbued within the Balinese mind through a special, culturally fueled spatial orientation. It is the relationship between Kaja, north, and Kelod, south. But we're not talking about the north and south poles here either. Kaja is the great Mount Agung, true north for the Balinese, and Kelod, or south, the polar opposite, down towards the sea, away from the mountain. Kaja Kelod will be the subject of today's episode, a central theme in Balinese Hindu belief systems and even everyday life on the island. Now, after hearing this, we're not guaranteeing it will help you find your way around Bali. We strongly suggest you stick to Google Maps for that. But you'll begin to see a larger picture of how the Balinese Hindu perceive and operate within the world. This is Eddie Spears, and you're listening to episode 3 of the Now Bali podcast. This week, we're going straight into our subject, so enjoy the show. So, north is Kaja, towards the great Mount Agung, which is found on the east side of the island in Karang Asem. If you live on the south coast, northeast is therefore north. If you live on the north coast, say Singaraja, southeast is therefore your north. The great mountain, for all intents and purposes, is north, or up. Agung is Bali's spiritual center. Above its summit is said to be the abode of the gods and ancestors, Tana Anewaya. Agung, Kaja, is thus seen as the direction of purity, the sacred direction. This is why Bali's mother temple, Besaki, sprawls up the southern face of the volcano, towering 3,142 meters above sea level. Now, with polarity being a central theme in Balinese philosophy, Kaja's opposite, Kelod, is thus traditionally seen as the direction of impurity. Now, this doesn't mean the sea is impure. The Balinese consider it to be very pure indeed. It is simply the direction that is impure. Yes, confusing, we know. But this is best visualized using water. On the mountain, water comes out of the springs as pure and clean. As it travels down the mountain and through the land, it becomes dirty and polluted, picking up the nasty elements before reaching the sea. So the state of the water at the start and at the end of the journey is the best way to visualize this. The reason the Balinese often give directions in this way, too, is because this culturally influenced orientation is built into the Balinese psyche. The relationship between Kaja and Kelod runs through every Balinese structure, from homes to temples to villages, even the way a kitchen is traditionally structured. The big picture is this. Humans must orient their bodies in line with the universe. In the last episode, we brought up the subject of cosmic structure. Buana Agung, the universe, is the macrocosm in which humans live. Humans are the microcosm who must orient themselves according to the universe to achieve spiritual balance. Both the macro and microcosm have three parts. The realm of God, represented by the head. The realm of humans, represented by the body, and the underworld, represented by the feet. So, this structure is therefore replicated in actual physical orientation on the island. Agung is the realm of the gods, and thus our heads must orient towards there, where the soul is said to reside. So, naturally, the Balinese have a kind of intuition as to where Kaja is. They've been physically and spiritually orienting themselves to it all their lives. Okay, we'll see how this plays out in the physical environment across many scales. You'll see that two themes are present throughout. First, the theme of three parts, sacred, earthly, profane, and the theme of Kaja Kelod, Look at the Balinese village, for instance. At the most Kaja side of the village, you will find the Pura Puse, temple of ancestors, also dedicated to Vishnu. At the center, the Pura Desa, dedicated to Brahma, the village temple, where much of the community gatherings take place. Finally, at the most Kelod direction, the Pura Dalam, or village cemetery, dedicated to Siwa the Destroyer or Siwa's consort Durga. Three parts, ordered according to Kaja and Kalod. Now, a fun little fact to add on to this. Normally, you can see the boundaries of a village based on giant banyan or bingan trees. One will be found near the Pura Dalam and another at the Pura Puse. So these are actually the boundaries of the start and end of the village. How about the temples themselves? Temples are also split into three parts. Starting from the Kelod side, you have the Jaba Pisan courtyard, the least sacred area, where many people can wander in and out of. Food and drinks are served here, people hang out, play cards, it's a casual setting. The central courtyard is the Jaba Tenga. Here, a lot of the ceremony preparations take place. Worshippers wait to bring offerings to the priest there. People are no longer just having their casual chit-chat, but are focused on why they are there. The most sacred area is known as the Jerawan, the inner sanctum. Again, found at the most Kaja direction. The sacred shrines are kept in here, and often only those who are there to worship are permitted inside. Often you will find a holy banyan tree as well. Along with this structure, the Balinese dances that are performed are different too. In the Jaba Pisan, secular dances called the Bali Balihan are performed. In the Jaba Tenga, Babali dances, and in the inner sanctum of the Jerawan, Sanghyang sacred performances are done. This tripartite is also represented in the Balinese dress. Each section of the microcosm of man is split. The Udung headdress that men wear separates the head from the body, which is then separated from the legs or feet with the saput, the sash tied around their waist. So this theme of three and Kajakalod is represented in temples for worship, but it's also found in the most mundane of settings, like the Balinese home. Those who have visited a Balinese home will note that these are not one large structure, like we find in the West, but is instead an open compound. Now, within these compounds, separate areas are located according to their very same philosophy. At the most Kaja Kangin point of the compound, or northeast section, will be the family temple, known as the Pamarajan, in which the shrines dedicated to ancestors and gods will be found and daily worship and offerings take place. At the center is the living area, consisting of many balais or pavilions where the family resides and does their daily activities. Even within this area, you will find placements that follow this philosophy. For example, the head of the household will take the balai daja, most northern pavilion. Important ceremonies like a tooth filing may take place in the Bali Dangin or west pavilion of the compound. Now, the direction in which people sleep in their compounds also follows a rule. The direction of their heads must face either Kaja, north, or Kangin, east, towards the sun. The most Kelod part of the central section is the kitchen, or Pawon, and the most Kelod part of the whole compound is where you'll find the garbage area and animal pens, the least sacred of all. Here, the water metaphor we mentioned at the start is best visualized. Imagine a stream running through the middle of the compound. The water travels from Kaja to Kalod. It runs through the Pamarajan sacred temple, then the center where daily activities take place, getting slightly dirtier, then the kitchen where food waste might pollute it, then through the garbage area and animal pens which pollute it even more. Yes, it is incredibly complex, and you can imagine how hard it is for the traditional Balinese architect, known as an undagi, to get this all correct. To add to that, the dimensions and proportions of the balais and other structures must be constructed around the body measurements of the family patriarch, such as widths of fingers or length of feet. This is again to create harmony, as the body, or microcosm, is a representation of the macrocosm. This complex set of architectural rules is called Asta Kosala Kosali, the Balinese Feng Shui, if you will. Okay, so there we have it. The cardinal directions affect so many aspects of Balinese life. The direction they sleep, the structure of the village, temple, and homes. As we mentioned in the last episode, even the flowers and the offerings are given a certain direction in line with what color they represent. All of this is to create a harmonious alignment between the microcosm and the macrocosm, both through the structure of top and bottom, Taja Talod, and the three structures of heaven, earth, and the underworld. So, next time you take a Balinese friend off the island, especially out of the country, see how long it takes them to adjust to their surroundings. They may well be looking out over the horizon for a mountain that they can orient towards as their new Kaja. Thank you very much for listening to episode 3 of the Now Bali podcast. As always, if you've enjoyed this, we'd really appreciate it if you shared with a friend who has a similar interest in Balinese culture. This podcast is now available on multiple platforms, including Spotify and Google Play, or you can subscribe to our mailing list called Home Life to receive it in your inbox every Monday. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, or visit our website, nowbali.co.id, for more cultural content. Last but not least, a big thanks to Genesis Creative Center, where we record this podcast in their music studio, sponsored by Pioneer DJ Indonesia. Genesis is home to art, fashion, music, and photography studios where individuals can make their own podcast, do a photo shoot, vlog, and more with all the equipment available and ready. This has been Eddie Spears for Now Bali. See you next time.